All right, let's dive deep into Chelsea FC. But heads up, this isn't your typical fan podcast where we argue about kits. We're getting analytical today, exploring Chelsea through the lens of betting. So get ready to turn those gut feelings into data-driven predictions.
Exactly. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or just starting out, we're going to equip you with the knowledge to make smarter bets.
Love it. So Chelsea, a Premier League giant. Tactical, defense-oriented, but that's common knowledge, right? Give us something juicy, something beyond the surface.
Okay, how about this? Chelsea's defense is rock solid, but there's a twist. They struggle against fast-paced counterattacks.
Wait, really? So over 2.5 goals bets could be valuable in those matchups. That's not something you'd see just from watching highlights.
You got it. And to really understand this, we can look at a stat called passes per defensive action, or PPDA. It basically measures how aggressively a team presses. Chelsea's PPDA goes up against those fast counterattacking teams, meaning they're forced to defend more and might concede more goals.
Wow, that's fascinating. Okay, you mentioned XG and SGA earlier. For those not familiar with football analytics, break those down for us.
Yeah.
And tell us why they matter for betting.
Sure. XG means expected goals, and XGA is expected goals against. They measure the quality of scoring chances a team creates and concedes. It's like this. Even if a team misses a chance, XG tells us how likely they were to score based on things like shot location and defensive pressure.
So it's taking the luck out and showing us the true attacking and defensive performance.
Plus,
this is where things get interesting for Chelsea, right?
Absolutely. Chelsea consistently has a low XGA showing their strong defense. But here's the thing, their XG often shows they create tons of scoring chances, even if their actual goal score don't always reflect that.
Well, so they're creating chances, but not finishing them. That's got to be frustrating for fans, but what does it mean for betting?
It means they have potential for a scoring surge. If you see Chelsea's XG high, but goals low, it could mean they're due for a big game.
It's like they're a coiled spring ready to explode. That's valuable info. Okay, let's talk home advantage. Stamford Bridge is a fortress. How does that play into betting on Chelsea?
It's not just a feeling. Their home dominance is backed by stats. Their win percentage and average goal difference are much higher at home.
Right, but that's kind of obvious from the league table. Tell me something I wouldn't know just from looking at the standings.
All right, here's something. Chelsea's defense is good overall, but at home, they're amazing at shutting down teams that rely on crosses and set pieces. Their aerial dominance and organization in the box make it tough to score that way.
So if Chelsea's playing a team known for set pieces, both teams to score no or under 2.5 goals might be good bets.
You got it. You're thinking like a data-driven bettor. But remember, this is just one piece of the puzzle. Many factors can influence a match, and that's where deeper analysis comes in.
Okay, I'm hooked. We've talked defense. Now what about their attack? They've got some serious firepower up front. Are we going to see a lot of 4-0 Chelsea wins?
Well, that's where it gets a bit more complicated. Chelsea's attacking output can be, let's say, a bit unpredictable. They create chances, as we see from their XG, but their finishing can be a bit inconsistent.
So maybe over 2.5 goals bets aren't always the best choice, even against weaker teams.
Exactly. Their average goals per game is around 1 or 2. They don't usually blow teams away, but some players can really impact those scores. That's where individual player data becomes important.
Okay, before we get into individual players, let's stick with this attacking inconsistency for a sec. If their XG is high, but they're not scoring a ton, what's missing? Are they missing easy chances, or is it something else?
That's a great question. It shows why it's important to go beyond the basic stats. They do miss some clear chances, but there's also tactics involved. Chelsea, under their current manager, often focus on controlling the game's tempo, even if it means sacrificing some attacking flair.
This is a calculated approach, but not always exciting for the neutral. I see how understanding a team's tactics is as important as the numbers.
Absolutely. And for betting, that tactical understanding can help you find those moments where Chelsea's attack might really explode, like when they're playing against a team that sits back and lets them control the pace.
This is great stuff. But let's give our listeners a quick break to process all this. We'll be back soon to uncover more Chelsea betting insights. Welcome back. I'm still processing all that info about XG and Chelsea's attack.
It's a lot to take in, but it's like unlocking a secret code to understanding the game.
Right. Speaking of changes, let's talk about managerial changes at Chelsea. They've had a few. How do those shakeups affect performance and, betting?
Ah, that's a smart question. Savvy bettors always pay attention to that. See, every manager has their own style, their own philosophy, and that can change a team's stats completely, which impacts our betting strategy.
So a new manager could switch things up from, say, possession-based to counterattacking,
Yeah.
and that would totally change the bets we'd consider.
Exactly. Let's say a new manager loves high-pressing, attacking football. We might see more goals both ways, so those over 2.5 goals and both teams to score bets become more interesting.
Okay, gotta remember that. So managerial changes are like a mini season, even mid-season.
Right. It's all part of how football is always changing. And speaking of changes, let's not forget about injuries.
Oh, injuries, yeah. I once had a sure thing bet ruined by a last-minute injury announcement. How do injuries to key players affect Chelsea, and what should we watch out for?
Losing a crucial player can really mess with a team's flow, especially a team like Chelsea that relies on structure. Imagine them losing Thiago Silva, their defensive leader. Suddenly, those clean sheet bets don't look so safe, right?
Yeah, no kidding. And what if a goal scorer like Sterling gets injured? That's got to hurt their attack.
For sure. So always check those injury reports before you bet. Thankfully, there are websites and apps for that. A missing player can really shift the odds, and we don't want any surprises.
Good point. Now, let's go beyond the team itself. What about external things, like weather or even the time of day of the match? Do those affect Chelsea and our betting choices?
They can definitely have a subtle influence. For example, heavy rain might slow the game down, make it more physical, which could favor a team with a strong defense.
So Chelsea's defensive strength would be even more valuable in a rainy match. Maybe under 2.5 goals would be a good bet then.
Exactly. It's not always a major factor, but those little nuances can matter, especially if you're really into the details of betting.
It's all about the small edges, right? Every bit of info helps. Speaking of details, I've noticed Chelsea tends to keep the ball a lot, especially against weaker teams. Any betting opportunities we can find there?
Good observation. More possession usually means more shots and maybe more goals. But here's the funny thing. Chelsea's shot accuracy isn't always consistent. They might dominate possession, but not be clinical with their finishing.
So we can't just assume they'll score a bunch just because they're passing it around.
Right. But high possession often leads to something else that's valuable: corner kicks.
Oh, interesting. So even if they're not scoring, they're pressuring the other team enough to force corners.
Exactly. If you see Chelsea likely to have most of the possession, over 9.5 corners could be a good bet.
This is all about finding those hidden patterns, right? The stuff that casual fans might miss. But let's shift gears from team performance to individual players. Can specific players influence our bets beyond just how the team's doing overall?
Absolutely. Some players can completely change a game. Knowing their strengths and weaknesses can give you an advantage. For example, Raheem Sterling. He's fast and loves to score. He's always a threat, so for any time goal scorer bets, he's worth considering, especially against teams with weaker defenses.
Right. And what about a creative midfielder like Enzo Fernandez? He must be in lots of assists, right?
He's like the conductor in midfield, creating chances left and right. Assist markets, shots on target props, even yellow card bets. There's a lot to consider with a player like him.
Wow, my head's spinning with all this data. We've covered XG, manager changes, injuries, weather, possession, individual players. It's a lot. Maybe we should recap the key takeaways for our listeners who might be feeling overwhelmed.
Good idea. Let's simplify it. Firstly, Chelsea's strength is their defense. They're well organized, especially at home, and good against teams that rely on crosses and set pieces.
So both teams to score no and under 2.5 goals are usually good bets for Chelsea at Stamford Bridge.
Exactly. But remember, fast, direct teams can trouble their defense. So in those games, over markets might be worth looking at.
Got it. And their attack. We know it's a bit unpredictable.
They create chances, but the finishing isn't always there. Don't expect them to win by huge margins every week. But players like Sterling and Fernandez can really impact the score. So pay attention to their form and individual stats.
It's about balancing team trends and individual talent, right?
You got it. And don't forget those external factors like manager changes, injuries, and weather. They might seem small, but they can definitely influence the outcome.
I'm feeling way more confident about betting on Chelsea now. But there's one thing we haven't talked about yet: in-play betting. I've heard Chelsea's games create some exciting opportunities during the match. What can you tell us about that?
In-play betting. Now that's where things get really interesting. Chelsea tends to come alive in the second half, scoring more goals after halftime.
Really? So even if the game starts slow, things can heat up later. More excitement, more betting opportunity.
Exactly. And this also means there's a higher chance of a draw at halftime. especially in close games.
So I could bet on a halftime draw and then watch for goal scoring chances in the second half. That sounds like a smart strategy.
You could also look at second half goal props as the game goes on. Chelsea definitely shifts gears in the second half. Like, they're saving the best for last.
This is making me want to try some in-play betting. Anything else we should know about those later stages of the game?
Well, Chelsea's known for late game drama, often scoring or conceding in the last 15 minutes. It makes those final moments very exciting and potentially profitable for in-play bettors.
No bathroom breaks in those last 15 minutes then.
Right. Watch how the game's going, and you can make informed bets in those final moments. Yeah. It's all about reading the flow and reacting to changes in momentum.
Now, I know past performance isn't everything, but I'm curious. Does Chelsea's record against specific opponents tell us anything useful for betting? Are there teams they always struggle with or always beat?
There are some interesting trends in their head-to-head records. For example, against their big rivals like Arsenal, Tottenham, and Manchester United. Chelsea often plays more defensively, so those games tend to have fewer goals.
So under goals and both teams to score no would be the smart bets in those big rivalry matches.
Exactly. It's like a tactical chess match in those games. But against mid-table and lower-table teams, Chelsea tends to dominate and create more chances. So over goals and bets on Chelsea to win might be better in those matchups.
I see. So the opponent really changes how Chelsea approaches the game, and therefore the smart bets.
You got it. Understanding those past trends can give you a real edge. It's all about knowing the specifics of each matchup and adapting your strategy accordingly.
This deep dive has been incredible. I feel like a Chelsea betting expert now. But before we get too carried away, let's take a moment to gather our thoughts. We'll be right back to wrap things up and share some final insights. All right, we're back for the final part of our Chelsea deep dive. My brain is overflowing with stats and strategies.
It's been a lot to cover, but hey, knowledge is power, right?
Yeah, totally. I feel like I could write a book on betting insights now.
Well, before you do that, I want to leave you with one final thought, something to keep in mind as you navigate the world of betting.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Hit me with it.
Data is an amazing tool, don't get me wrong. It can reveal so much about a team, help us make informed decisions, but it's not a fortune teller.
You mean we can't rely on data alone? There's always that element of unpredictability in football.
Exactly. Chelsea might have the best defense on paper, but a single moment of magic from an opponent, a bad call from the ref, even just pure luck can completely change the game.
So it's about finding that balance between data-driven insights and accepting that football can be, well, a bit crazy sometimes.
You got it. Embrace the data, let it guide you, but never forget that football is a game of passion, skill, and yeah, sometimes a bit of luck too.
I love that. We can analyze all the stats, but at the end of the day, it's the unscripted moments that make football so special. It's a good reminder to enjoy the ride, even when our bets don't win.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe by combining data with an understanding of the game's unpredictability, you might even find a hidden edge, something the algorithms miss.
Now you're talking. A secret weapon for the betting world.
Maybe, but remember, always bet responsibly, set limits, enjoy the game, and may the odds be in your favor.
Great advice. This deep dive has been absolutely fantastic. We've covered so much, Chelsea's history, XG, star players, in-play betting. It's been a wild ride through the world of Chelsea FC.
I've loved sharing these insights with you. And remember, this is just the beginning of your journey into the world of data-driven betting.
Huge thanks to all our listeners for joining us on this adventure. Remember, we've only scratched the surface. There's so much more to explore.
Yeah, go out there, apply what you've learned, and see what other insights you can find. You might even discover the next big betting trend before anyone else.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Happy betting, everyone, and until next time, keep on diving deep.